The first item on today's agenda is an essay submitted to the station by Michael Caron, a listener here in the Belfast area. The essay is called Doing COVID Time. Michael is a retired prison guard and prison educator, so his opinion on this topic might be considered expert.
Doing COVID Time number 3, Give Me Liberty. I've previously spoken here about some of the dangers posed by the spread of COVID-19 into literally thousands of jails and prisons scattered all across the rural landscape of America. Today I want to share something much closer to home. Maine has one of the lowest incarceration rates in the nation, but we also have the oldest population in the United States, which in part explains that unusually low rate of incarceration. Thousands of state, federal, and private prisons each pose threats as potential major distribution centers for the coronavirus. The vast majority are located in rural communities far from places like New York, Detroit, Seattle, or Miami. Luckily, we don't have many prisons here in Maine. Washington County has a prison in Machiasport. Penobscot County has the Charleston Correctional Facility. The State Prison and Baldock Correctional Facility are both in Warren, in the heart of Knox County. Even the women's prison in Windham is far enough away from Portland to consider itself something other than a suburb. Many of the officers who work in those prison facilities commute from distant, scattered rural communities. They needed the job. Compared to most states that have these COVID-19 carceral distribution centers dotting their landscapes, Maine is darn lucky. We are doubly lucky to have Randy Liberty in charge of the prisons we do have in this time of COVID-19. I first met Maine Secretary of Corrections shortly after I moved back to my native state. I had retired from nearly 30 years of jail and prison work in Kansas. Back then, Randy was the warden at Maine State Prison in Warren. I'm on the board of directors of College Guild, a Brunswick-based nonprofit. We have provided free correspondence classes to inmates in all 50 states for more than a decade. Some of us went to the prison to arrange a special project that would give Maine inmates in special housing an opportunity to bypass our long waiting list. There are usually about 500 inmates waiting to become students for College Guild. As a Maine-based nonprofit, we wanted to impact the lives of more Mainers behind bars. Randy personally escorted us around the prison, something rare in my long experience with prison administrators. The inmates clearly respected him and all the things he has done to bring humanity and hope into their lives. I've never met a more progressive warden, nor toured a safer, better-managed facility. And I've been in dozens of prisons in my time. Randy was particularly proud to show us the special housing unit he created for incarcerated veterans. The moment we stepped into that unit, I was speechless. Up on the wall was a portrait painted by one of the inmates at the warden's request. I instantly recognized Brian Booker, a fellow Green Beret medic who had been posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor. Brian was in B-55 Mobile Strike Force, the same Mike Force I was with the first time I experienced combat in Vietnam. Randy knew Brian Booker's family in Benton, near Waterville, when he was sheriff of Kennebec County. Secretary Liberty is no softy. He retired from the Army with a rank of Command Sergeant Major. But Secretary Liberty also grew up in a trailer with a single mom because his dad was more often in than out of prison. After I got home, I sent Randy a long letter containing all I was able to learn about the incident where Booker was killed. I enclosed my B-55 Mike Force challenge coin, my most treasured souvenir from the brief time I was in Booker's unit. That was before I transferred to Recondo to replace another Special Forces medic who was killed in action. Last October, Randy, by now Secretary of Corrections, came down to Brunswick very early one morning. He had agreed to be our keynote speaker at College Guild's Shine a Light annual fundraising breakfast. I wonder how many wardens anywhere in America would rise before dawn to drive more than an hour before a busy workday to help raise money to send free courses to inmates in any prison, even their own, to say nothing of prisoners housed in other states. That is true empathy, something that has won him respect among most inmates and caused many to rethink their view of the world. Randy Liberty understands how real leadership works. He has years of logistics experience shifting troops and supplies rapidly to where they are most needed. There is no one I would rather see in charge of Maine's prisons during this COVID pandemic than Sergeant Major Liberty.
You've been listening to an essay entitled Doing COVID Time, submitted by WBFY listener Michael Caron, a retired prison guard and prison educator. This was the third in a series of essays on COVID virus in the prisons. Those will be heard on future editions of this program, Listen Up, which happens every Saturday at 1 p.m. If you'd like to read an essay on the air, ranging from a short editorial of about 3 minutes up to a longer piece, 8 to 12 minutes, like the one you just heard, please get in touch with the station. I'm Vic Treadwell, the station manager. I can be reached at WBFYradio@gmail.com. Thank you for your attention.